Vulnerable Michigan Democrat Elissa Slotkin's campaign attacks Trump's Michigan visit to bag donations in fundraising email. By Nick Gilbertson on April 4, 2024. The Senate campaign for Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, who is running to replace retiring Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME, in one of the most competitive races this year, sent out a fundraising email Thursday accusing former President Donald Trump of spreading lies and dangerous narratives during his trip to Michigan on Tuesday, where he spotlighted migrant crime. The email, obtained and reviewed by Breitbart News, has a subject line reading, "Donald Trump has no shame." It provides a link to an ActBlue website seeking donations of $10 to $3,300 or a custom amount for Slotkin. Trump spent his time in Michigan not only spreading lies and advancing dangerous narratives, but he also attacked Elissa, because he knows there is no winning Michigan if Elissa wins the Senate race, the email claims. It also includes a clip of Slotkin's appearance on MSNBC's News' Alex Wagner Tonight, where she tried to blame Trump for the death of the political establishment's pro-migration border bill that sets a finish line and a countdown clock for illegal aliens to achieve amnesty, as Breitbart News' Bradley J. reported. "I think that's what just drives many of us crazy is that he comes in. He'll do a big rally, he'll drum up all this energy. He'll lie, he'll call people animals, but then he stopped the Republicans from negotiating with us on a deal," Slotkin said. "We had a bipartisan deal." She also slipped in the term animals in an apparent attempt to piggyback on the left and mainstream media's contrived narrative that Trump referred to all immigrants as animals at a rally in Grand Rapids on Tuesday, when he was speaking in the context of illegal aliens who are accused of murder. After detailing illegal alien Brandon Ortiz Veed's alleged murder of 25-year-old Ruby Garcia and pointing to another killing in Grand Rapids in which an illegal immigrant was convicted of murder, Trump spoke of Lack and Riley's February murder in Georgia at the hands of a suspect police identified as an illegal alien. Trump used the term animal while speaking of Riley's killer. His full remarks read, "And just a few weeks ago I met with the grieving family of Lack and Riley. You know Lack and, she was incredible. Top of her class, everything was the top. She was the top of everything. She was incredible. I met the parents, incredible people. The 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia who was barbarically murdered by an illegal alien animal. The Democrats say please don't call them animals. They're humans. I say they're not humans, they're not humans, they're animals," emphasis added. The Biden campaign was quick to take the remarks entirely out of context to make it seem Trump was referring to all immigrants as animals. The @BidenHQX account clipped the video to only show Trump saying, "The Democrats say please don't call them animals. They're humans. I say they're not humans, they're not humans, they're animals." The text of the tweet clearly misquotes Trump by using the word immigrants in place of them. By them, Trump was referring to illegal immigrants who are alleged murderers. Just moments before, Trump said, "We want to get the border closed. And we want to have people come into our country, but come in legally." It appears Slotkin was silent about Garcia's killing for 7 days before calling it a domestic violence homicide while appearing on CNN's The Situation with host Wolf Blitzer on March 29. "It's a terrible, horrible, gruesome death on top of a number of domestic violence incidents we've been having in that area, but the former president is coming to sort of make this a political event for himself," she said. What Slotkin failed to mention is that Garcia's alleged murderer, Ortiz Veed, was deported under the Trump administration in September 2020, months before Trump left office, and later illegally regained entry to the United States. Trump Tuesday charged that Ortiz Veed regained entry to the United States under President Joe Biden's administration. "We threw him out of the country, and crooked Joe Biden took him back, and let him back in and let him stay in, and he viciously killed Ruby," Trump said. What is more, Slotkin voted to effectively stop the Lack and Riley Act by voting against the rules for consideration of the bill in March, the Midwesterner's Bruce Edward Walker noted. After the rule passed, she voted for the legislation. Slotkin's fundraising email comes as she was just 2 points ahead of Michigan's leading Trump-backed Republican Senate candidate and former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, Army, in an Emerson College/The Hill poll conducted March 14 to 18. The poll showed Slotkin at 41% and Rogers at 39%, with 20% undecided. The survey included 1,000 registered voter respondents and had a credibility interval of plus or minus 3 percentage points. This troublesome poll for Slotkin is accompanied by a slew of Michigan polls showing Trump beating Biden. Trump has a 2.8 percentage point lead over Biden in the Real Clear Politics head-to-head average. He leads Biden in four of the six polls included in the average, while they tie in the other two.